guys, welcome to another day with Jesus. The Word of God is like a fresh spring that can direct your day and your life. Each day comes with new mercies and a new word. So here's a new word for you today.
Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome once again. We've started studying yesterday about the benefits of reading the Word of God, the reward of your Bible reading, the reward of your Bible meditation. Every single time that you meditate on the Word of God, there are so many people that have testified, so many testimonies that has come out of people purely meditating on the Word of God, purely on reading the Word of God, purely on listening the Word of God. I was in Uganda the previous year, and I was there in a meeting where a lady whose ears were opened just when we were preaching the Word of God. The Bible has a lot of pearls. It is almost the powerhouse. The Holy Spirit is the active hand of God, but without the scripture, without the Bible, the Holy Spirit does not move. The Holy Spirit uses the scripture to move in our lives. Let me go ahead this morning. We started reading Psalm 19 verse 7 yesterday. It said, "The instructions of the Lord are perfect. It revives the soul." The next line says, "The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple." You know, there is something that is about the Word of God. It is very trustworthy. You have to have walked with the Lord for a long time for you to know how powerful, how trustworthy the Word of God is. It is not something that is going to change from time to time, from season to season. It is dependworthy. Anybody can trust upon the Word of God. It is applicable across all age groups. It is applicable across all people groups. Wherever people are, wherever you are listening to from, you can trust the Word of God. And this is what the Bible says. When you trust the Word of God, you will become wise. The Word of God makes the simple people into wise people. Now, does it mean that it is wrong to be simple-minded? Is it wrong to be simple? No, the Bible is specifically speaking to those who are naive, who don't have a shrewd, a prudent outlook to life. And God is saying, hey, if you're simple-minded, if you're living in ignorance, if you're living absent, if you're living completely absent of what is happening around you, let me tell you what you need. You need the wisdom of God. And when you read your Bible, when you surrender yourself to the Word of God, you expose yourself to the wisdom of God. You know, there's something called as the wisdom of man, and there is something called as the wisdom of this world. But all of that cannot compared to the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God is so powerful that it can put to shame even the wisest people on the earth. You know, going through life, you and I, we need wisdom. We need wisdom to make life's decisions. We need wisdom to make the right choices. We need wisdom to go to the right places, do the right things. You know, God was telling Adam and Eve, hey, you know what? Don't depend on the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because you have me. I am the wisdom. You come to me. You know, when God was asking them not to depend on knowledge, but depend on wisdom instead, they chose to depend on the knowledge. You know, the world gives us a lot of knowledge. The world gives us a lot of information, but knowledge and information is not enough for you to sustain through life. When you go through a life-threatening situation, the knowledge of that situation is not going to help you. When you go through a debt which is going to almost threaten your eviction, the information about all the banking sectors and systems is not going to help you. What you need at that point of time is wisdom. You know, and that is what we lack. Church, let me tell you something. If you have a habit of reading your Bible every day, every moment, if you can just pick up your phone or iPad or your Bible every day. You know, so often, I read this tweet by Pastor Shaiju a couple of days back. He was saying how it is so easy for us to constantly pick up our phone to read notifications and to reply to our messages and connect with people. What would happen if we would do the same thing with the Word of God? You know, as soon as I read that, I said, this is it, the Word of God. You know, I've put like some 3 applications on my home screen for the Bible that I keep going back to and I keep reading every now and then. I don't wait for my Bible reading time in the morning, that 1 hour of free time every morning that I get to sit in the presence of God. No, every time that I pick up my phone, I like to just go and read a scripture. Can you make it a point to do that? I'm telling you, you are going to become a wise person. You're going to become somebody that is dependent on the Holy Spirit. You're going to become somebody that is dependent on the wisdom of God. Not on the wisdom of man, not on the wisdom of this world, but on the wisdom of God. Because the Word of God is trustworthy. The Bible says the decrees of the Lord are trustworthy. The Lord is decreeing something over your life today. The Lord is speaking something over your life today. The Lord is ordaining His voice. With His voice, He's ordaining something over your life today. If you are willing to receive it, then you will become wise. Then you will experience that wisdom. Father God, I pray over my people right now, wherever they are listening to me from. I declare, let them experience supernatural wisdom. Let them experience a wisdom above their age and above their understanding, above their knowledge and above their vision. Let them experience something great and mighty today and for the rest of this week, God. Open up scriptures, open up revelations, open up wisdom literature for them from the Word of God that they have never seen or experienced before, God. Give us principles that will help us walk with you and understand your heart. Thank you for you've heard our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in today. If you would like to read more and be inspired by the weekly blog posts by Pastor Priji and Rashmi, log on to pastorpriji.com.